Welcome to week four of Mastering the Law of Attraction. This is Max Ryan, and I'm so happy that we all made it. Let's all say yay!
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 I'm really happy that we've gotten through this. I've gotten some really wonderful feedback from people that are on the calls and then the other people that are actually just listening to the calls. And we actually have Jan here today that's listening, and she hasn't listened yet, but welcome. Let's say welcome, Jan.
Welcome, Jan.
Welcome
again. Glad you're here with us. So this today is all about really wrapping up everything on some level. But this is the beginning. This is the fourth week of the four-week class. But I'll tell you this. This is really not the end, and it's really the beginning of doing this work. Because now I have to congratulate you and tell you that you've gone through and you know the steps. You know how to get clear. You know how to give your desire attention, and now you have tools to help you to allow. The next step, which was doing, is applying it in your life, of doing it in your life. Now, this is, if you really want to shift our life, and you know, the whole law of attraction work that we're talking about is shifting your life from what you don't want to what, everyone? To what you
do want.
What you do want. Very good. And that is a different orientation than the world on some level. You know, and the world will keep saying, will keep telling you in a million different ways that to keep focusing on what you don't want because that's just the way life is, or life is hard, or that's the financial situation you're in, or this is the kind of person that you're with, or whatever. So it will keep forcing you on some level to keep looking at what you don't want. But I would, you know, I would give you the challenge from now on to always use the reset button. And now we all know what the reset button is, correct? Yes or no?
Yes.
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 So when we see something we don't want, we stop ourselves and we apply the reset button. And instead of saying what do we don't want, what do we say, everyone? Let's all say it together. So
what do I want?
What do I want? Exactly. Now, as I've said before, when the words change, the vibrations change. When the vibrations change, the results change. And that is all we're looking for here. We're just looking for whenever we're feeling stuck, whenever we're realizing we're not looking at, that we are looking at things that we don't like, that we're putting our attention, energy, and focus on what we don't want, we say, so what do we want? And that shift in vibration is everything because it changes your point of attraction. So I want you to, if you have a pen and paper with you, I want you to write this term down. Point of attraction. Your point of attraction is everything. We haven't really talked about this, but I wanted to get you through the three steps so you understand what your point of attraction is. Say yes if you remember the four boxes of words, thoughts, vibrations, results. Say yes if you remember that.
Yes.
Good. Yes?
Yes.
Good. Okay. So your point of attraction is the box that comes before the words. I sort of addressed this before, but your point of attraction is when you are going into the world and you keep using your contrast, which you don't want, to look at what you do want, and that's what you're doing, and you're becoming a deliberate attractor by doing that, your point of attraction becomes conscious and it shifts. It's your point of attraction, another way of saying it, is your underlying vibration. Your underlying vibration. Because before words, there's an underlying vibration. So Our a point of attraction can also be called what, everyone? Our what? Underlying vibration. Let's say underlying vibration.
Oh. Underlying vibration.
Yeah.
Underlying vibration.
Okay. So, our underlying vibration as we move forward is going to be something that you're going to start to really change, that you're going to start to really shift. Because the law of attraction has one job, and it's always doing what? It's what? Who knows the answer to that? I have a hunch someone knows. What's the law of attraction job?
To match.
Match vibration.
That's right. So, if the underlying job is to, its job is to match vibration, if we have an underlying vibration of fear, what is it going to match, everyone?
Fear.
Fear.
Yeah. Right. If we have an underlying vibration of scarcity, what's it going to match?
Scarcity.
If we have an underlying vibration of it's all good, what's it going to match?
It's all good.
So what we want to do, the more you do this work and other work, you know, it's not really in this view of it, but when you do a dedicated kind of whatever you call a spiritual practice, it addresses your underlying vibration. And your underlying vibration becomes more easy, more loving, more peaceful. And when you become more easy and more loving and peaceful, the law of attraction is just going to match that vibration and give you more ease, more love, and more peace. Say yes if you like that.
Yes.
Yes, that's right. Very good. Very good. Okay. So, any questions about your point of attraction or your underlying vibration before we move on? Or comments? I have a hunch somebody wants to talk about that.
Max and Cindy, I have a quick question for you.
Sure. Indy is also Jam, just so you know. She has two names.
Is it going to pick up a negative vibration first?
What do you mean?
If you're having an underlying vibration of fear.
Yes.
And that means that you bring fear into your bubble then.
Yes, exactly.
Is a positive or negative vibration the same strength maybe? Wavelength thing?
Okay. I think I know what you're talking about.
Do you know what I don't know how to say it.
I'm gonna give you a little bit of my spiritual philosophy here, which is based on the Course in Miracles and based in what I know to be true. That underneath fear is love and peace and well-being and joy. Okay? That being said, obviously what we would consider positive is a much stronger vibration than a negative vibration. But if we keep focusing on the fear, or if somehow we keep giving the fear attention, or we say, oh, well, I'm scared, but, that's also going to be reflected in the law of attraction or the universal force. It's going to go, oh, there's fear. But if we start to do the work around seeing the evidence of how LOA or GOD is working in our life, see what I'm saying, everyone?
Mm-hmm.
Say yes,
yeah.
You got what I mean? Say yes if you understand that.
Yes.
Okay. If you don't understand, I'll say it. If we can, like in the tool number 3, the allowing part, if we keep looking at evidence about how God or law of attraction is working in our life, and we keep focusing on that, the underlying vibration is much stronger than the fear. The fear, the doubt, the insecurity will start to melt away. And literally, you'll start to go, what was I so scared about? That's crazy. Because literally, you were crazy when you were thinking that fear or insecurity was more powerful than love.
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
Yes. Yes, it does. Thank you.
Thank you for bringing that up.
I have another
Kathleen,
question.
Do you want to say something?
Like when it's, for me, I find it a little bit difficult when you have been one way all your life and you're changing and stuff, and that doubt gets into me really strongly. And I know it's reset button, but sometimes it sort of gets a little bit on top of me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I just, it's something I've just noticed that I do, and it's been quite... relevant. It's like there's a little thing, a little little button that goes that you don't deserve and all that. So I guess you just got to keep at it.
You just answered your own question. This isn't the work that we're doing here is not snap your fingers and it's all good, because one of the first things I told you in the intro class and the very first class is that the main thing that most work does not help you with is cleaning up your negative vibration. And you can't just, I mean, I'm not going to get into other spiritual philosophy, but in this work that we're talking about, you can't just immediately go, that's all done. We need to clean up our negative vibration. And what that takes is consistency. And what helps with consistency is always focusing on what is working. And then you go, oh, it is working. And then you want to do it more. Then you want to do it more. And then it becomes a way of life. And when it becomes a way of life, all of this will just feel like that's the natural flow of things. But I'll tell you, I'm glad that you brought that up, Kathleen, because most people will run into this, because they'll say, well, I have all this other stuff that I've been working with all my life, and I want to tell everyone very clearly here is that the law of attraction and God is not looking at what happened to you since you've been four. It's looking at what you're looking at now.
So it's present time then.
Present time. That's why we say there's no time but now. Our ego, our craziness, will think, oh, but I was abused and I was an alcoholic and I had a bad husband and I didn't get this job and that was all in the past. But if we're focusing on that, law of attraction is going to match that vibration. So we'll stay there. But instead of saying, oh, that's in the past, what can I do now to start looking forward? And the more we do that, by that one deceptively simple sentence, so what do I want? If you do it consistently, the other things will start to go, oh, I forgive my parents. Oh, that's great. That was a learning experience. It's not a block. It's not a block. So... as I also said before, a belief about I'm not deserve, I don't deserve that or whatever, is just a thought that you keep in your head over and over. So change your thoughts and you change your what, everyone? If you change your thought, you change your, what's the fourth ball?
Vibration.
Vibration.
Yeah, your vibration, and then that will change your results.
Results. Now, I don't know if this...
Say,
sorry.
Who was that was speaking?
It's Indy.
Hey, Indy.
When you're saying that, I don't know if this relates to it, but the thing that pops into my head, my dad used to always say to me, worry is repetitive, unproductive thought.
Amen, brother. Your dad.
And that just kind of clicked for me when you said that, is that if you keep thinking it over and over and over again, it's just, you're never going to get out of it, you know. So if you hit the reset button and you turn that around to what do I want, or what makes me feel good, or what you know, even to look back at it and say, what is it that's bothering me? Then to be able to hit the reset button.
Right.
So that all just fell into place for me. Thank you.
Good. Awesome. Let's give Indy a big round of applause.
Yahoo!
Thank you.
Also, is that Sue? Did you just catch us? Are you on the line? No. Okay. I thought somebody just came on. Okay, great. Awesome. So that's the first thing that looking at. We want to be looking at what's our underlying vibration. And if there's an underlying vibration that feels not good, doesn't feel right, but what are the thoughts that are creating that? What are the thoughts that are creating that vibration? You go, oh, I'm saying I'm not good enough, or other people will get it, but I won't, or whatever it happens to be. Then you consciously say, okay, I'm going to start to change that thought. I'm in the process of allowing more of this thing to come to me. Process of becoming more of true self, which is all loving, all peaceful, and totally abundant. And you don't need anything. Everything will come to you. Ish, anyone, everyone, understand?
Yes, yes.
Now, Kathleen, did that help?
Yes, thanks very much. That's wonderful. Got it.
You're welcome. And I also want to tell you, I really congratulate you, and I want you to know, and everyone here on the call that's listening live and on the recording, that look at how Kathleen knew the answer already, but she didn't trust it.
Right.
You already know the answer. That's why we have to know our feelings. Because you went all the way around and you said, well, then I guess it just takes practice. Yeah, that's it. you know, we can't think about getting a 20-inch waist and just keep thinking about it. We have to actually go to the gym. We actually have to look at what we're eating, and we have to move our body and change our behaviors. And so we say, okay, that takes practice. So this is your vibrational workout. Just think about that. The what do I want is your vibrational workout. So say yes if anyone here does physical activity. Yes, I do.
Yes.
And I know for myself that if I stop running, because I run 4 or 5 times a week, if I stop running for a couple of weeks, you know what? I know I'm going to have to get back on, and I'm going to have to go, okay, my body's going to go, okay, I got to get used to that again. All right, got to get used to it. So this is just, you know, it's maintenance. It's maintenance. And for the rest of your life, from now until the rest of your life, you're going to eliminate don't, not, no, and you're going to do so what do I want. That's your vibrational workout. And when you do that and you commit to it and say, this is where I'm going to go, the results, I guarantee you, have to follow. They have to follow. Just the way it is. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Good. All right. So, to this last week, we looked at our allowing tools, which were celebrate the evidence of the matches, record it in a log or a journal, let law of attraction figure it out, and the last one is show evidence of look at what you appreciate and focus on what you appreciate that's already happening. Do you remember those four things, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So now's the time I'm going to ask all of you, what's your experience with one or all four of those have been for the last week? This is celebrating the matches, recording the evidence, let law of attraction figure it out, and appreciating what you already have. Who would like to go first with their experiences this week?
Max, it's Indy. I haven't had a chance to listen to the third class yet, so I'm going to just be quiet and listen.
No problem. Kathleen or Janine, what has your experience been this week with the allowing tools?
I can go next. I was a little bit into doubt, and because I was into doubt, I had somebody sent me an email through the website, and they was more interested in flogging me their stuff. So because of my little bit of doubt, that's what I created. So that was a need to be ever mindful in doing the reset button. But my husband got a job, and he's going to be away for 3 months, which is throwing me in a little bit of a turmoil, but it will help clean up our financial position. So that is what I'm grateful for.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Now, let me just ask you, Kathleen. You said, what did the person on the website say? You cut out for a second. What happened on the person on the website?
Okay. I have with my jewelry, and I had somebody, if they have a trade inquiry, but she was into beads, and she was more or less wanting me to have a look on her website instead of buying anything off mine. So I actually created that because of I was getting the doubt and stuff this week. It's one of the things that I don't allow, and it's been the struggle I've created. So, you know, I need to be ever mindful of doing reset and then doing thank you for what I have. So this is what I created for myself.
Okay. Good. A couple of things in that, in what you just said. Thank you for sharing. Now, there's a couple of different things. The first thing that I want you all to really, I want you to write this down. I want you to write this down. I get your pens and write this down. And I'm going to use not in a very, very specific purpose here. Do not use spiritual principle to make yourself feel bad. Do not use spiritual principle to make yourself feel bad. Okay. Everyone got that? Yes or no?
Yes.
The reason that I say that is exactly what Kathleen just did, and it's totally natural to say, oh, I must have had a lot of doubt, so I created that, so somehow, I'm not saying that it made you feel bad. I'm just using this because it's a very important point as we move forward, is that law of attraction, God, universal mind, is not saying, you know, oh, well, you deserve that. You deserve that because you had a negative vibration. You had too much doubt. Bad girl. You shouldn't have had that, and that's why it happened. Instead, I want you to start to shift your perceptions of those of, oh, how interesting. I'm not saying that you did the other way, Kathleen, but I want to use this as a teaching point. I want you to go, oh, there was some vibration of doubt. Okay, good information to use to move forward. Not to make yourself feel bad, because many times we can use spiritual principle to say, well, you're not in the aligned path. Something's wrong with you. Get it together. Something's wrong with you. Do you hear what I'm saying, everyone?
Yes.
And I do it too. Most people do it. But if we're going to think about the basics of the law of attraction, if I start scolding myself and saying, oh, you're not good enough, you're not doing this right, something's wrong with you, what am I going to get more of, everyone?
Wrong stuff.
Wrong stuff. That's right. It's going to magnify it. So what we want to do is we want to say, ah, information. Because just like we said earlier, it's only happening in this moment. So in this moment, you can go, wow, information. That might have been a vibration I was sending out. Now I'm going to send out this vibration. And I'm going to say this again because I don't want to sound like I'm harping on Kathleen. I don't know if that's what you were doing or not, but I want us all to go, okay, I'm learning these new things, these new spiritual principles, and these spiritual principles are there to help me, not to make me feel bad about if I'm not on the path. Capisce, everyone?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so that was my first thing, and I forgot about the second thing. but that's a very important thing. That's really important because we want to create a life of everything's going in the right direction. It's all working. And if we have that in our bubble, everything's going to go in the right direction. It's all going to work. Okay? Cool. Thank you for sharing that. If I remember the other point, I'll bring it up. Okay. Kathleen, there's a, is there any other thing that you want to say, or Janine, about the allowing tools?
Max,
hold on 1 second. Janine, go first, and then Kathleen.
Okay. I had a lot of fun with this stuff. And it's just made me more aware of things that are happening, which is to, like you said, magnify into. And, you know, that I've really been working at is trying to be, you know, more peaceful. And it's working, and I'm really thankful.
Nice. How are you doing that to become more peaceful? What are you doing?
Just deciding what it is that I want and what I don't want, and focusing more on being at peace. Letting, and keeping in my own bubble, not allowing others to enter.
Good. I love that. Thank you. That whole thing of minding our vibration is so important. So you've really taken that to heart, right, Janine?
Yes.
Very good. Okay. Cool. Kathleen?
I just was going to say thanks for the explanation, Max, before, because that's something that I've done to myself all the time. So that was really good to be aware of that. That feeling bad, it's an old, yeah, anyway, right, go on, but thank you for that. And I'm going to have to get off the call very soon, so if you don't hear from me, I'd like to say thank you for everything.
Okay, no problem. It's all, it's all good. I said no problem. Whoops, it's all good. before you get off, Kathleen, this is going to start our kind of open forum of any questions or anything that you have that you want to ask me, because now I'm just going to have it around robin of asking about the law of attraction and things. Is there something that you want to ask before you get off or share?
Nothing that comes to mind at the moment, thanks, Max. Probably what I already said was been happening with me, so, yeah.
Good. You're doing great. There's a lot of, you know, I'll tell you this. I have the sense for all of you, and Kathleen, just because you're talking right now, is I have a sense that you're much more conscious of your process. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And we have to be conscious. Yeah, we have to be conscious of our process before we can change it. And then the process changes, the results change. So good for you. Let's give Kathleen a big round of applause. Yay! Awesome.
Yes.
Thank you, everybody. And,
sure.
Thank you.
Sure. And Kathleen, just to let you know, we're going to go on for a little bit longer, but I want you to listen to the recording because I'm going to address the whole class at the end. The recording will be sent out tonight or tomorrow because I want to offer you all something. Okay?
Okay. Awesome. Okay.
Awesome. Okay. Have a wonderful day if we don't hear from you in Australia.
Okay. Awesome.
Okay.
Thank you.
Great. All right. So, Indy and Janine, is there any challenges, questions, successes that you would like to share with me? And now is your time, because this is really kind of private coaching time, which you don't get because you're not my private clients. But use me right now. So who would like to go first with a comment or a question or a challenge or success?
Janine, do you want to go first?
Sure. I guess, Max, thanks, Indy. My first thing would be, you know, even with using it and finding the peace and keeping, you know, everybody else's vibrations out of mind, you know, the larger part of the law of attraction, the things that I want to attract or think I want to attract seems to be somewhat of a struggle yet, and not, you know, how do I get past that?
You're talking about being, about wanting it now, correct?
Yes.
Okay. First of all, there's a couple of things, and it's really common that most people are like, okay, well, I want it now. And as I said before, it's all happening now anyway. But what we need to do, I'm going to come back to that one thing, is that the more we clean up our negative vibration, the faster it happens. So I'm going to say that first. The second thing is that this is the kind of work that you do not because we want to do things or we want to get things. That's like the myth of it all. It's that we want to be a certain way in the world, that we want to have a different experience of our life. Are you following me, Janine?
Yes, I am.
If our goal is to have a life full of love, peace, and joy, then anything that brings us love, peace, and joy will start to flow in. But where you're at right now, and where a lot of people are, is that we keep looking at what is and saying, I don't want that. Instead
okay.
of going, oh, there's that thing. And I would probably guarantee you that you're probably looking at what is more than you think. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. You're probably looking at it because you're comparing it to where you want to be. What you want. Like, I have this kind of house, but I really want that kind of house. I have this kind of car, but I really want that kind of car. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, it's a process. There's also the other thing. So that's part of it. The other thing I want to tell you, there's another universal law that's called the law of gestation. Have you heard of the law of gestation?
No.
It's exactly what it sounds like. The law of gestation says that once an idea or a creation is started, literally, when the sperm meets the egg, bam, that's creation. That's the ultimate creation. Follow me?
Yep.
That's the spark, okay? That's the spark. Our job is to go, ooh, there's the spark. Okay, the law of gestation goes, the spark needs to manifest itself in some form, and it needs 9 months to work itself out to become a baby. Because what you want is a baby. So you go, okay, I want a baby, so that means I need to make love and have a sperm and an egg come together. But that 9 months is actually a natural law, and it's exactly the same with whatever we want in our life, with our business, with our love life, or whatever. It's not always 9 months, of course. But from the time that we start to focus on something, that we start to go, that's what I want, that, then what do we do with a baby? We make sure that we have the prenatal vitamins. We don't smoke. Take care of it. We focus on it. We care for it. And then eventually it comes into being. It's the same with everything. It's the same with our business, with our lovers, with our family, with whatever. So what we want to do is we have to give ourselves a little break and go, okay, I do know what I want, and I am moving in that direction. And the more we say that, and the more we give it attention, and we give it love, and we give it some kind of, I mean, attention and focus, the better it's going to be healthy, and it's going to come in a way that you don't even know. It never comes in what you think. But it's going to come in a form that's going to support you, that's going to make you feel good. So the law of gestation is something I'd like you to remember, because Because a lot of times we're like, right now, I want to know. Not that you're saying that, but it's a little bit like it's about the collapsing of time. It can happen, but the best way to make the time collapse is to say, this is where I'm at. I'm in the process of attracting it. I'm in the process of it coming. I can see little bits of it coming. And the more you do that, the quicker it'll be. Does that help?
Yes, it does.
Good. Just think about the baby thing. I mean, the baby thing really makes sense. Think?
Yeah, it truly does.
Yeah. Because a creation is a creation. It's a creation. So gestation is part of the natural order of things. You know, it takes time to create, you know, this earth. It took time to create a building. It takes time to create a business. It takes time. And that, and once it starts to go, there is a point at which the, you know, there's something called the tipping point where you go, oh my goodness, it's actually happening. Now I know it. And when you get to the tipping point of whatever, I'm not going to get into the details. When you get to the tipping point, you'll go, huh, I got it. It's all happening. I can feel it. I can feel it. And then it goes really quickly.
Okay.
So my advice to you is just to remember that and to keep doing the work.
And let law of attraction work.
Yep. Yep. You do, you know, it's sort of like, you know, have you ever heard that phrase, you do your job and God will do his?
Yes.
It's that. But we have to do ours. And your job, your only job, is to keep going, it's working, I'm focusing on it, it feels good, that's it. That's the work. That's the work.
Okay.
Okay? Cool. And, you know, having a consistency with like-minded people like us and always checking back in and going, okay, because as the beginning of the call I said, the world will keep pulling you away from that because you'll get mired back into, why isn't it happening now? I never do that. Never, 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 never. I never do that.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Yeah, right. So, but I always remember when I'm doing it, I go, stop, hold on, hold the horses. That's not helping me. It's not helping me. Stay right here. Look at what's working. And then it starts to shift all over again. In every moment, you can make a choice. Every moment. Good. Janine, do you have any more questions or anything before we move to Indy?
No, Indy, go ahead, and I'm sure something else.
Okay. So, Indy, I know you didn't listen to the third step, which is all about allowing. But from what you've been working on so far, do you have any comments or questions for me?
I have a comment, and maybe you can do some counseling. But I just wanted to tell you a couple of things. One of the reasons that I wasn't on, as you know, is because I was on vacation. I took my son to SeaWorld, his once-in-a-lifetime trip, and he loved it. In Aquatica, there is a thing called the rapids, and you just float around this really rapid circle in a life vest. It goes one direction, and it goes very fast in one direction. When you stand in the middle of that flow and you try and go against it, it's almost impossible. And I spent 2.5 hours there the first time that we were there, just going around and around and around this circle. I couldn't get out of it. I loved it. I loved the feeling of it. And it was so, because I'm a graphic person anyway, you know, a visual person, it was so graphic to me. What Spirit was telling me is just jump in and go with the flow. Because when you go with the flow, it's easy. And so much in my life has been so hard lately.
Mm-hmm.
And I just stayed floating and floating and floating. And you know what? When I was in the flow, I never went under. I never bobbled. I was safe. I was secure. I was happy. I was calm. So that was the reason, if any reason, that I went to Florida outside of my son. That was the reason that I went. Because it showed me, I know physically what it feels like now to go against the flow and how hard it is. And I think that's what you're teaching us, is that if we're in the right place, it's easy. Life doesn't have to be this hard. And So that was a really big help to have that. So what I did the first week when we did our clarity list, unfortunately, I'm in the middle of a breakup. And it's really hard for me. It's been hard all along. But when I wrote my clarity list, the timing was just right. And I was really, really frustrated. And it was so good to write the things on the left-hand side that I didn't want. Mm-hmm. And then on the right-hand side, the things that I did want, because the things on the left-hand side, I really, really, really don't want anymore. I've really had it. And I want to go on the positive side. And it was just nice to be able to say the things that aren't working, that are hurting, and to be able to put the bright spin on it on the other side. Doesn't mean that the breakup went as any easier, but
right.
What it did is it allowed me to hold my ground, because now I know, because I'm walking my talk every single day, that I need to do what feels right for me. And that's what I'm learning through this course, is to work with my heart instead of my head. And look at my heart, or feel in my heart, does this feel right to me? Because that's where my gift is in my feelings. So when it doesn't feel right and I'm going against the flow, I'm struggling, or if I have been in the past, I don't want to do that anymore. And so the combination of going with the flow and being able to say the things that I don't want was amazing to me. It just opened everything up, and I feel so much better and stronger and lighter because I'm little by little inching myself into the flow. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. That's huge. Let's all give Deanna Brown a round of applause. Yay. That's amazing. And, you know, I always say that reset button is deceptively simple, and you have just proved that point. It's deceptively simple because the best things, the most true things are very simple. But if we get if we really understand the philosophy behind it and we start to practice it, it starts to change your life, and that's what you did. And I love how you were able to really have that. And I would say, you know what, there's no coincidences. There are no coincidences that you were there in Florida doing that whirlpool and seeing that was another way that you attracted another reason to help you to understand about the flow of life, right?
Absolutely. Uh-huh. And it made it so clear, you know, I was getting it before, but just physically being in it was completely enlightening, you know. So it was wonderful, and I because I started the course right before we went down.
Mm-hmm.
So I had at least, you know, my clarity list in my head when I went, and then this whole thing opened up, and it's been really, really good. It's hard, don't get me wrong. I mean, the whole process of breaking up and things like that hasn't changed. I'm just not afraid of it anymore. Maybe that's what it is. I'm not afraid anymore, and I was before.
That's brilliant.
So thank you.
I want to point that out because things are going to happen in life. This, when we do this work, it's not like things aren't going to happen. You know what's going to happen is that your perception or your perspective on it will be different. And that's
right.
The difference. Change something that you're pushing away from that was fearful and hard, whatever, to going, oh, I get it. I understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And that little shift is huge.
It also takes the power of it away. When you look at it and say, okay, you're not scaring me anymore, it goes away because there's no energy for it anymore.
Amen. You know, the Course of Miracles will say a miracle is our shift in our perception. So you had a miracle.
Mm-hmm. I did. I did, Max.
Hi.
And I thank you for that, because if I wasn't here, I wouldn't have known that, and I wouldn't have gotten what I got.
Yeah, and you did the work.
Yeah.
So, and you did the work. So good for you. That's wonderful. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
I love that.
Wow. I'm happy to tell you about it.
I love happy students. Yay!
Yay!
Good, you're getting it. You're getting it. All right. Janine, did that spark anything else, or should we start wrapping up?
Actually, it did, Max. Now, we've done our, you know, contrast is clarity, and, you know, we cross off the clarity, and we've got our cross up our contrast, sorry, and focus on our clarity. How often should we be reviewing that? I mean, I know it's in our head. I know it's, you know, what we're putting our attention on, but how often should we really be looking at that list and adding to it and changing it? And
well, it's different for everyone in every situation. Some situations, some things that you're trying to shift that are real kind of major blocks, you know, sometimes those, I would suggest that you need to do it as much as you can to go back and go, oh, okay. And ultimately, what you want to be doing is you want to be having the clarity side of your list really memorized so it's in who you are. So you start going, yeah, I want clients that don't come up late. I want clients that are nice. I want clients that pay on time. I know those things inside of who I am because that's what I want. That's what I want. So I know them really well. I'm just saying that for that. But if it's something that feels really hard, I would say that probably to just every day just review the list. And the clarity and contrast list, Janine and everyone else listening, as I said before, it's a living document. You just don't do it and go, okay, done. You go back to it because in your life, as you walk through your life, you're going to say, oh, I got another one for the list. Let me put it on. Got another one. Because if you're focusing on it and you're giving it your attention, your ideal job, your ideal whatever, you're going to come up with things that you're going to have to go back to the list and put on to it. So just doing that is giving it attention too. But I'll tell you, some things that I do, I just make one list and go, I got it. I know it. And it's in me. And then I see the shifts. Some other things go, oh, I got to go back to that list. Things are shifting. So follow your instinct. Follow your gut. And do what feels right. Do what feels right.
Okay.
Got it?
Got it.
Okay. Because, you know, for one thing, it could be that you just write it one time and you go, I got it. For another thing, you go, huh, that's still something I need to work on. So you just go back to it. There's no set answer. You're always, 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 you got to go back to your feeling. And if your feeling mm-hmm. goes, I need to read that list again, then read it. I feel like reading that list. It's going to, because the reason to go back to the list is a bit that it raises your vibration, correct?
Yeah.
Right.
So that's the reason to read the list, is to raise your vibration and stay focused on it. Not because you're supposed to, or you should. Because if you're supposed to or you should, that's a negative.
Okay, so would it be better to review your clarity list or reread your desire statement?
Same thing.
Okay.
Same answer. A lot of times for me personally, a lot of times I write a desire statement once and it's in who I am because I write it with a lot of feeling and passion. And then I go, okay, it's in me. I feel it. Got it. And when I think about that thing, I just have to go back to that feeling and go, yeah, that feels good. I like it. I like it. Okay?
Yep.
Good. All right. Okay. So, anything else before I do the wrap-up?
No.
I don't think I'm good.
Okay. All right. Well, I want to tell everyone here on the live call and everyone that's been listening, congratulations, because now, really, as I said at the beginning, you have really all the tools to become a deliberate creator. It is up to you to start to apply these, do them, be consistent, and and support yourself in that way. I don't want you to motivate yourself and say, I don't want this kind of life. I want you to go, I want that kind of life. That's why I want to do this work. That's why it feels good to do this. This feels good. So in everything that we're doing, everything that we've talked about, from our attraction point to our underlying vibration, we can sum it all up, and I don't know if I said this the last time, but if I didn't, I want you to write it down, is I get what I vibrate. So I get what I vibrate. That's why I mind my vibration. That's why we mind our vibration, because we're going to get what we're vibrating. And that's why we have to take care of ourselves. So just know that selfish is self-care, and when you care for yourself, you're going to be much better for everyone else, for your family, for the world, for everyone. When you take care of yourself by minding your vibration, you're a much better person for the world and for yourself. It's important. That's really important. So I get what I vibrate. Your vibration is the most important thing. I mind my vibration. Understand, everyone?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Now, in moving forward, I would say to you that these three steps are steps that you can really just do by writing them down and doing them all the time. And I want you to start to think about or to realize how many things you can do with even just the contrast, the clarity list. So you can even say, okay, I'm going on this trip. I'm having anxiety, whatever. Oh, okay, I need to do a contrast and clarity thing for my list, for my trip. Good, my ideal trip is this. I'm going to a meeting. I want this. I'm going to do an ideal meeting. I'm going into dating again. My ideal dating scenario is this. I'm going into everything in your life. I mean, I'm talking about everything. Start to do the contrast and clarity list, at least the first step. If you start taking the first step, you're going to start going in that direction. And I would encourage you to start doing that, because a lot of times when things aren't working in our life, it's because we're not clear and we're not going towards, and when it's not I'm working, it's, we're not clear, we're not going towards something. We're letting it just be or keep looking at it as it is. So it's really powerful. And actually, I think some of you have gotten this. It's really fun. It's really, really fun.
Oh, yeah.
It is, isn't it, right?
It's relieving.
Yeah, it's relieving. Relieving.
It is, yeah.
So I want you to incorporate that into your life. And the other thing, before I'm gonna tell you about how we can possibly work together if you're interested more, but the other thing I want to tell you is that I want you to really understand and get that the form that it comes in, whatever you're working on or you're going towards, is usually not exactly the form. But many times it's better. Many times it's much better. I'm going to tell you a little story really quickly. This is not at all about my business, but it has everything to do with my business. You probably know that I love Marie Osmond. Marie Osmond gives me joy. it's not rational. It doesn't mean anything. But all I know is that watching her, listening to her, going to see her brings me great joy. It doesn't mean anything, but it means everything. Because what I do is I give that time, I give it space, and I honor it. So I'm like, okay, you know what? That's what I do. And I happened to, the other day, looked on the website and saw, oh, my goodness, wait a second. Donnie and Marie are going to be in Atlanta. How great, I can go before I go to L.A. That's going to be great. So I got a ticket. It's going to make me feel really good. So now Marie Osmond's really in my bubble. And I really was like, oh, I can't wait. It's going to be fun. Yeah. And then I look on Facebook and I see that, well, I knew this, Marie Osmond starting her own talk show. And it's going to be in the fall. And so, of course, that brings me so much joy to see Marie 5 days a week, of course. And so I'm like, yay. I look on her Facebook page and says, if you want to come see Marie tape her new show, then click here. And I was like, wait, what? So I click on there, and it says Marie's going to be in Los Angeles taping her new show. And I thought, oh, it's in Los Angeles. And I was like, oh, I'm going to Los Angeles for a whole month. Wait a second. And I look and it says July, July, July. I'm like, oh, I guess I can't go. And then as I scroll down, August, 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 I was like, oh my goodness, I'm going to get to go. So I got 4 tickets on 2 different days to go see Marie Osmond's show. So,
yay!
So do you see why I told you it's more for the form that you think? So
yeah.
I'm like, it brings me joy. It doesn't matter. It brings me joy. I love it. And so that might not be something that means anything on a practical earthly level, but it means a lot to my spirit. So I want you to keep what makes you feel good. And you know what? God and the universe will bring those things to you. And it's amazing. And I'm going to have a great time. So story to think about the things that bring you joy that might, please, how ridiculous on some level to be such a fan of Marie Osmond. But I personally, it doesn't matter to anyone else but me. And I honor my vibration. And I want you to honor your vibration. I want you to think about that. When there's something that brings you joy, go for it. The more joy that you can go for, the more joy in every area of your life. Every area. And it bleeds into your work, into your family, and everything. You get it, everyone?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Besides, I just like to talk about her. Anyway.
Congratulations, Max.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
But I mean, in all seriousness, you understand why I told you that story, right?
Absolutely, yeah. It's powerful.
Yeah, it's powerful. Just like how I attracted being able to travel around the world. So, all right. So, one thing I want to tell you all is that, and I've alluded to it here a few times, is that staying in contact and in community with other people that are doing this work is very important, because when you go out into the world, it's going to be harder. So whichever way you do that, through Facebook, through groups, through whatever, to keep doing this work this way is really important. Because I want you all to all the benefits of it. I want you to make sure that you really see the benefits of law of attraction working in your life. Because you deserve to have the life that you want. Say yes if you agree.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm gonna I have something called the Vibe Club, and this Vibe Club, and we meet. We have hour long discussions every month, just like this. But you come, I teach you a new law of attraction concept. Then you come with your questions or whatever. I can coach you. It's once a month. And then within that, you also will get recordings of all, get other recordings I've done with Law of Attraction. I have a Facebook group that there's 13 members in it right now. We just started last month. And everyone supports each other and helps each other out. And it's a great resource to stay on track. So if you're in that, people that go through the class, it's only $99 for the year. Otherwise, if you don't, then it's $179 a year. Or you can do $14 a month, whatever you want to do. But if you want to do that, it's only $99, and I'll send you the information when I send the recording. Okay.
Great.
And one other kind of business thing is that I also have developed private law of attraction coachings. So, because some people don't like the group so much, they have private time with me. And I'll also send you some information about that if you want to work with me privately for an intensive 4 weeks. And then my focus is just on you. And now that you have the tools, we can now really fly with it. And so that's another option of continuing to work with me.
Outstanding.
All right. And I have to thank all of you. I'm so appreciative of your commitment, of your energy to shifting your life to what you do want. And it's just the beginning if you allow it to be. So I'm honored that you chose to work with me. So I'm going to give you a big round of applause.
Okay. You're right. Great, Pat. Thank you so much for everything you've done.
Yeah, thank you, Max.
You're welcome. All right, everyone. So I'll send you the all that information in this tonight's recording, either tonight or tomorrow morning. All right?
Great.
Thank you.
All
thanks,
right,
Max.
So
love you.
High vibe night.
You too.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Max. Bye, Janine.
Bye, Andy.